Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for sun mixing with clouds today, 45 to 50. We'll get the details from Pat coming up in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club. Stories we're following for you, applications for the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship, CVAS, are now available. Graduating seniors at Housatonic Valley Regional High School who are committed to pursuing a degree in fine art at a four-year college or university are encouraged to apply. The student must have attended Housatonic for two consecutive years upon graduation. The program provides substantial financial support to the awardee by contributing $80,000 to the college or university of the student's choice. The award is dispersed over 4 years in an annual amount of $20,000. It was established in 2004 to support a student at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School who demonstrates both artistic talent and financial need to attend a college program in the visual arts. The Foundation for Contemporary Arts administers the scholarship. Applications can be obtained by speaking with your art teacher, film teacher, or counselor. Materials will be reviewed by the scholarship committee. Candidates will be contacted later this spring. The deadline for applications to submit by April 29th. North Canaan is looking at an increase of over $745,000 in regional education spending. At its regular meeting, the Region 1 Board of Education received a proposed spending plan for the 2022-23 year with a bottom line of $16,665,968. That's an increase of about 3.99%. By town, assessments under the proposed spending plan and the difference between 2021 and 22 and proposed 2022 and 23 are Canaan Falls Village, $1,497,256. That's up about $20,700. Canaan Falls Village is up about $20,000. In Cornwall, they are minus about $34,000. Kent is minus $50,000. North Canaan is up $745,000. Salisbury is up $270,000. And Sharon is minus $312,000. Crescendo, the Lakeville Music Organization, founded in 2013, has received two Connecticut Cultural Fund operating support grants for a total amount of $24,500. The first grant in the amount of $12,500 is the Connecticut Cultural Fund operating support grant. The support has been provided to Crescendo from Connecticut Humanities with funding provided by the Connecticut State Department of Economic and Community Development and the Connecticut Office for the Arts from the Connecticut State Legislature. The second grant in the amount of $12,000 is the general operating support for theaters and performing groups by the Connecticut Office for Arts, with support from the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development. The Connecticut Office for Arts provided up to $3 million in general operating support grants to support Connecticut's nonprofit and arts organization. Salisbury Selectmen and the school board presented their budgets, the initial 2022-23 budget presentations, to the Board of Finance on Thursday. Selectman's budget, second draft, is an increase of about 4.2%. The budget proposal for Salisbury Central School is an increase of 3.95%, and Salisbury's share of the current Region 1 budget proposal is up $292,000. The Weebatuck Board of Education closed the month of February on a promising note. Members celebrated the completion of the Weebatuck High School's emergency asbestos abatement project, and they also welcomed presentations on the new initiative and class on Monday, February 28th. The Pine Plains Board of Education reviewed transportation and facilities budgets. The tax cap was set at 3% for 2022 and 23. General budget figures for the school year in Pines Plains, the tax cap is going to see about a 3% increase, making a dollar increase of about $756,000 from the 2021-22 budget. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state area today. In Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission meets at 5 p.m., Sewer and Water Commission at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission and Inland Wetlands Commission. Falls Village tomorrow, Board of Education Budget Workshop 3 for the 2022-23 spending year at 7 p.m. In Kent tomorrow, the Regional Recycling Task Force regular meeting is at 10:30. Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting is at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Specials every day of the week, including the weekend. A tapas menu, interlakenin.com. and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 33,286.25, the NASDAQ at 13,255.55, and the S&P 500 at 4277.88. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.